Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant! We wondered where those came from. We were all talking about it in the office. Short notes. Very quickly before we begin, we are an affiliated Blog Talk Radio Network. We would like to express the views and opinions of the hosts are not shared with any affiliates or sponsors. View discretion is advised.
Hello there. It's me, Allison Whiteread. And Johnny should be on his way.
Soon. Well, welcome to the...
Or he's here. Wow.
Oh, he's here. Exactly. Tucky is here. And welcome to this edition of 474 of AMC Press & Co., of which tonight's episode is entitled Apple Flawed Watches and More. Yeah. On tonight's show, we kick off tonight's episode with Flawed Watches by Apple. Yes, you heard it right. Flawed. Apparently, you can walk into an Apple store and purchase, allegedly, an Xbox One. Who knew? Then, apparently feds have put the brakes on the stacks for special education, and that blows. And since when did Reddit have it out for POWs? And finally, a Baltimore teen gets stuck by one of his own, and we all have to say is, damn.
Yeah.
Damn. Anyway, where can you find more about us? Well, you can find us on itsmyeros.com/AMCPress. You can update that, goddammit. And then you can shop for us on zazzle.com, keyword AMCPress, pop-up shop. You can also contact us on Facebook and on Twitter. And our Twitter handles are AMCPress31 and AMCPressNews. And now, the first second of the night. Yeah, you heard it. The joke goes, a tech reporter got walked into an Apple exchange and buys an Xbox One, apparently. Or currently.
Or should have been.
Right. But we're going to pretend that is the case. You know,
yeah.
We're going to pretend for at least our show that is the case.
Yeah.
The thing about, you know, this thing known as Apple, we all use it. It's a ubiquitous tool now around the world, right? But since when do tech reporters show off the Apple Watches and then accidentally buy the iBox? Xbox
Yeah, no.
Meanwhile, iBox.
Steve Jobs wasn't that smart, was he? iBox? No. See, that'd be pretty funny. You know, it would probably be getting confused with the cyclones that are at the themes for Shop Block. Yeah, right. No. Anyway, so last Friday, CNET reporter Scott Stein gave a demo of the dorkiest piece of technology to come out since Google Glass. Yeah, that's right. That's the dorkiest piece of fucking technology. It's called the Apple Watch, as if Apple wanted to rule the world and everything on your body. Pretty soon they will have robots that say Apple. Maybe they already do. But then, also,
or clones.
Yeah, or clones. Jesus Christ, they should get the creators of Orphan Black in there. Everything seemed to go smoothly for Stein until he showed off a variety of apps on his watch, and he said, oh, that's not it, until he opens up the Amazon app. Now the Amazon app, well, that's just it. It's an Amazon app. You know, nobody except the Spanish, iPod Inquisition, do they? No, not really. But yet, everything seems to be fine until Stein tries his luck with an Xbox One.
No, he says...
And Stein, like Elmer Fudd, says, I have to be very, very careful. And how easy it is to buy a product through a tiny screen, and then he does.
He does, hands down.
And then he does.
Purchase. He does, and I don't know if Amazon would reimburse him or say, oh,
no,
that's mad.
I don't think so.
They'll probably go, thanks for buying your product. Thank you. Appreciate it. Xbox.
Thanks for buying our product. Now, can you go sell something?
Right. Or not.
But yet, Mr. Tech Reporter didn't know that it was that easy, you know. And so, being an inexperienced novice at telling time or technology, we don't know which, he decided to go to a tech convention like techies do, right?
He wanted to purchase diapers.
And
diapers
he wanted to purchase diapers. Now, how do you get diapers with an
Xbox
360?
No, Xbox One.
How do you do diapers with an Xbox One?
I don't know.
Crazy much? Yeah. But then
the
other thing about it is you're buying diapers. Okay. It's not if you're going into Duane Reade, Walgreens, Wegmans, Aldi, Rite Aid, CVS, and it says Pampers, Push-Ups,
Huggies,
Depends, Adult Depends, Xbox One. What kind of very fucking shit are you doing?
Right.
And I'm here.
So, which one did you like? Xbox One or diapers?
Well, it's kind of Xbox One or shit.
What's the difference?
What's the difference, exactly?
Says the guy who has an Xbox One in his Amazon wish list.
Right. It's like baby diapers, food, baby food, depends. I need the pen. And then Xbox One.
That's quite a big.
It's a pretty big ass list. It's not as if you're going to Costco or Big Y and you go, you know, the regular household wife goes, I'll get the cup of
$20, $350.
Right. I'll get the cupcakes, I'll get the stuff for the kids, I'll get the Kool-Aid, and then, I'll get
the rutabaga, and then I'll get the celery, and then I'll get God. Yeah, God, you can come and God, okay. Right, so then God comes in.
And then God says, I want an Xbox One.
God.
Yeah.
It's like, you're forgetting something. You're forgetting something. I mean, Xbox One, now, please. Or just now.
I need an Xbox One, and now. Why? Exactly.
It's like, so, what do you like? Xbox One? Or,
I mean,
or something else.
Xbox One, or the game known as shit.
No. Game known as
SHIT.
Yeah, as crap, or any other name for. Shit.
Yeah. Any other name for shit. Exactly. The funniest thing is when you go down, and God forbid you want condoms as well, so...
Oh, God. It's like condo. It's like, so you could purchase condos online. True real estate does not... Real estate, you really don't have that issue. Right?
I mean... It is... kind of is kind of interesting with it's kind of interesting in the fact that when you go into a technology store, GameStop doesn't say, I sell diapers.
Right.
In case you want to shit in your pants.
Right.
But then again, those are people who are geeks. We're all geeks now. But yet, the funnier part is if you went to GameStop, then you by accident, it wasn't Amazon, right? And you said, oh, yes, I want to buy an Xbox 360, but do you have diapers so I can actually not go to the bathroom while I'm playing Mortal Kombat?
I mean, that screen looks tiny.
Yeah, the screen looks tiny.
I thought the size of one of those Casio watches.
Your thing about tiny screens and baby's hands is not such a good thing. Yet, the funnier part about it is how much it doesn't take people to actually get heat. You know?
Right.
And the biggest mistake would be if you walk into an Apple convention carrying the Xbox.
Oh, dear.
One. Now, you would see a cultural ruckus that you've never seen before. Even Oliver Twist will probably go, I want some, oh shit! So, instead of saying the infamous line, I want some more! I want some, oh what?
you know, he turns, he sees the Xbox, he steals it, and there's the Ultimate Riot. You know,
I mean,
which will get the later in the
They flipped to Microsoft
the Microsoft.
They flipped when Microsoft Works was on the Apple computer.
Yeah.
When the Internet Explorer came on the Mac, people had a people hated it.
Right.
The idea.
Well, of course, because Apple then had to develop Safari. But
right, with Safari 10 times better.
Yeah.
Well, Safari is 10 times better until you don't get to go on a Safari anymore.
Let's say Internet Explorer has become a turd.
Well, Internet Explorer has become a turd.
Even what's on its way out now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, and then there's the fact that you have this kind of thing where people are going around the windmill and going, yeah, I do it on Google Chrome, I do it on Safari. Where do you do it? Oh, yeah, I do it on Firefox. I fuck a fox every day. You know, I do it in Zimbabwe. Really? You do it in Zimbabwe? Fucking Google Chrome while also fucking fox? Brilliant for you. You can multitask?
It's kind of good. It's like good for you.
Yeah, brilliant. You can multitask with a fox and something that's invented by Google? Brilliant. Let's keep going. And by the way, you can use Safari as a vehicle. You know, then there's also the fact that when this person said, oh, no, I don't want that. Amazon said, yes, you do. Of course you do. Why do you want it? Because it's kind of needed, you know. And now it is a kind of thing where you don't exactly know what you're doing. Once you once you have something like this, the person didn't know exactly what he was buying from a very small screen.
Very small.
Very small.
So
small, an idiot can do it.
It's called... let's see where this goes. Let's see what comes of it. That would be great.
Yeah. Let's see what comes of it. And then, let's see how my wife reacts when I come home with Xbox One and the pen. And say I actually want to get in bed.
Well,
my wife says, no, not really, honey.
Will she get mad? It depends.
Yeah, where did you get that? I got it from yes.
It's called no.
It's not even called no, it's called... Maybe you look sexy as an infant.
And I'm sure the wife would go... The wife would probably go, no! No. I'm sure as an infant, yes, but not now. No.
As an infant, is like, what are you doing?
Having kids.
Having
what?
Kids. With an Xbox One.
What the fuck are you doing?
I think it would be the one thing if the wife went, oh, or send me a disc. Oh, great, you got it.
I mean, the other funny thing would be if it got to the point where they were naming the kids after Xbox games.
Yeah, no. I know for me, I would go, no.
See,
I go, thank you, no.
Yeah, I have two kids named Cortana and Master Chief.
Yeah.
Well, I have two kids. One's named Mortal and one's named Combat. Together they make Mortal Kombat. Thank you.
Oh, did I just make a Halo 2? Oh, yes, I did.
Did I just do that?
Yeah, I just made a Halo joke, so.
So, no, but then there's those people that are so wanting to name their kids after fruits. That would be normal.
So, I want to call my kid Banana, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Apple.
So every chimp would cut. No, for as little as. You know, it could turn into a late night 2 a.m. ad. For as little as $800, you can name your kid any fruit or absurd object that you want, including pens. Did we mention Depends? Or did we mention Pampers? Charles T. Pampers. Yes.
Pampers.
Right. Exactly. You know, but yeah. Steve Jobs didn't have the guts to say, I'm going to get every fucking patent that is around the world. No, Steve, you didn't have any, you know, problems about that. Did you? No, you didn't. But you know,
it's called, so you name your kids after games? Really now? That makes it interesting.
Right, exactly.
I'm sure that their friends will make fun of them a whole lot. A whole lot. So, yeah.
I mean, it is, a kind of thing where the kind of thing where you just don't get it. I mean, people just go, oh, yeah.
It's like, great, you're great. Brilliant. Fun.
Big, oh.
It is just.
Oh, good for you.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
It is incredible.
It's like, so you like to do certain things. And I'm going, yes, I like that.
No, I like to do certain things. With what, whom, and what exactly?
Right. It's like those families going, I'm going to complain and bitch and moan. Yes, I couldn't have X.
No. I'm going to complain and bitch and moan if I can't have X. And then.
Yep. Yeah, of course, and where does that get you?
Nothing.
It ruins it for everybody else.
Yeah. It sells nothing. So it's like Xbox One, NintendoKid, and actually trying to cause a nice issue down the line. Brilliant, ain't it?
Like, oh, good for you.
All right, I guess we have to move on.
We do. What is happening with special education now, Allison?
There was a supposed cutback for people who were special ed education in general. The feds are now halting it. I'm sure they must have realized that, that special education departments don't get a lot in the districts. There's some schools, which I went to a public school, I could say this, that don't have access to smart boards, don't have access to technology, or limited, which is kind of difficult when there are students that need to learn this way. It's not a thing of going.
Maybe they have
them.
Does
the school need it? What, Johnny?
Maybe they have them now, but.
It wasn't until much later
till they really started coming out.
Right.
The newer schools do.
Yeah. There are some schools that may not even get that technology because it's not privately funded.
Exactly.
Either. I think if kids need the help, they should get the help.
But also in the other fact that under the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, schools are required to spend at least as much on special education as they did the prior year, and those that fail to maintain it increase their funding for special education from one year to the next without receiving an exemption from the U.S. Department of Education, which can be shown federal funding. But if now the Fed are jumping down people's back and saying, hire people with disabilities, do right with my special education. If you don't do right by special education, well, we're
going to
get you.
You're fine. You're going to get fined. That's it. And for companies, they could easily pay a fine. For schools, they kind of need to teach the kids and adapt. They kind of have to help the kids, those kids.
I mean, what was school invented for by the Greeks? You know, if you didn't have the thing of adapting, you know, why
right.
did Darwin invent the survival of the fittest, with chimps?
Right.
What, you know... What happened? You know,
right.
somewhere in between, something happened. Something had to happen.
Right.
Between everything, you know, there isn't. There isn't, one thing about it.
It's no excuse to do that sort of thing to kids. who didn't never chose to have a disability
no,
either.
Because people don't choose.
Right.
To, people don't choose that, well, people choose their destiny. But people
still choose their destinies. People don't choose to have a disability. For sure.
Right. People don't choose their disabilities. People don't choose anything. I mean, what they do choose is how they deal with it.
Yeah.
You know. How do you deal with stuff like this? And the other thing about it is the other thing is not to be labor the point, but now to see. Now the point is, it took this long to get people involved. Why? You know,
yeah.
We could have used this 16 to 18 years ago.
Right.
Maybe. You know, 20 years ago, 5 years ago. Cool. Now,
I think a lot has to be done.
Yeah, a lot has to be done. In, a lot has to be done with everything that is in the special ed sector, you know. There has to be a change. There has to be a change. Has to be now. But we have to move on. The thing is also, Reddit has apparently, you know,
Someone on Reddit read it,
and
mm-hmm.
try that four times fast. It's been said that Reddit has come up with a thing that is basically, basically a haven for the haven that is for arcane shit has finally realized what it's like to be disabled, as if they didn't know. You know.
Right.
Reddit shouldn't, I don't think, have entered into the conversation. It is powerful, but, you know, don't, it's kind of funny, because they said, oh, yeah, there should be 20 things that, you know, you shouldn't tell someone with a disability. The one I love is don't assume that somebody who has a disability just because they look or speak differently. I mean,
right.
You know,
they're right. It's like saying, oh, yeah, you have a disability, and...
Yeah, don't assume that it's all disabilities are visible, because they're not. Don't assume that, only the old have disabilities. You know...
because we do, and guess what? And people that do are allowed to be different, and people show they can have more different things.
Don't tell us that we're inspiring. That's the laziest shit I've ever heard. Inspiring. Right. Okay. How's this for inspiring? It's inspiring that, you know, Baltimore is having riots right now. That's inspiring. It's also inspiring that most people, when it comes to the Paralympics, right, which are going to be held in the summer.
Right. And broadcast on ABC and ESPN.
As long as
that's your nerd.
You know, don't tell us that we can't do Paralympics and we can't compete with summer gold medals. My nephew or my cousin actually is in the Special Olympics. And I have many friends who do the Special Olympics. But she gets sick of being told, oh, she's inspiring. Oh, this dynamic. Oh, don't let it. You know, it's
called love is
one
me,
thing.
It's called thank you. It's called
it's
we're
thank you, thank you. But we're managing to work on our shit. Thank you very much.
Right.
You know,
we are. This is us.
Right.
This
I mean, in a way. In a way, you know, Reddit is revealing what it's like to have a disability. Hey, listen, Reddit, here's some news. There are other people, such as us, who have 66,000 followers on the internet and around the world who do it for you.
It's called Come Here.
We don't need a huge following with Reddit and their opinions on how, you know.
I just realized something.
What?
I realized I was talking to myself.
Oh, God!
What a maroon! What an ignoramus!
Whoopsies.
We don't need anybody else to tell us.
Hello.
Yeah, to tell us.
I'd rather be an inspiration to somebody than to hear somebody say to me, you suck.
Right, but we don't need anybody to tell us.
I didn't know when my microphone's open.
Yeah, right. We don't need anybody to tell us how much we're disabled.
Right. That's like going, oh yeah, you're in, it's called, how about we just live and be and call it a day? Like we do always.
Right, exactly.
And we do just fine. People struggle, yeah.
Exactly.
But life is not all about... Life is more than... Life has ups and downs. That's a given.
sure.
So...
Exactly.
So, if you're thinking your life is not easy, then maybe you should be thinking of how many times people actually have to be concerned about what they do, what, and how much medications are on, and actually get it. Not, and there's things that people with disabilities go through that people not, most likely may not understand or not understand fully and grasp it. So it's kind of hard to just go, oh yeah, let's go through this dog and pony show and not matter. I mean, that's what hurts. That's what really hurts. People who go and say, we matter. We matter. Don't assume. Because once you assume,
you,
not the best thing.
You make an ass out of you and me.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you make an ass out of everybody by saying, oh, you're inspirational. No. We just do what we do and we get on with it.
We don't allow
people.
Challenges.
Bring the challenges. Bring it on.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it is also another thing of just having a disability is not a request for help. Sorry. When the hell did it become a request for help? Last time I checked, unless you have an IEP, individualized educational plan, or implants before you're 60, we didn't ask for help, by the way. We didn't ask to be born this way. We just are. And we have
this called, this is, Jerry, this is called we are, in the bit, we are people who actually strive, but we don't, well, we have our own, but we don't like to be looked at as not doing anything either. It's called, we do well.
Well, we do, and we do well, and we do even more than well. We just do. We get on with it.
Right.
Many people go, oh, you're an inspiration. Let me tell you something. Take a look, good look at yourself in the mirror when you wake up every day. And then you know, and then tell us, you know, then call us back, tell us what is going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Tell us that. Tell us that. Because that way, we'll know. We'll know. How many people say, oh, you're inspiration, and we'll go, oh, shit, not again.
Go, please no.
Like, please.
It's called thank you, but no thank you.
Right.
Even though your mind's like, oh, yeah, I'm awesome.
Yeah, I mean, you can still do it in your mind, right?
Do not say it out loud.
Don't, you know.
Say it out loud.
So we're going, who the fuck are you?
Who are you and what have you done?
Right. Who are you? What have you done? Is that the other thing?
Are you crazy?
Why?
Are you mad?
Yes.
Why did you even post
this thing?
Are
you completely bonkers?
And mad isn't mad, crazy, just like to cause other people. Make sure other people feel unsure of themselves. What?
Exactly. I mean, how much do you want to, what else do you want to do? You know what I mean? What else do you have?
It's called So We Are, So People Are Different. Everyone is different.
Yeah.
Think about it that way.
Of course, everybody is different. And so now to end our evening full of news, what's the latest from the Baltimore riots?
I heard that there was a mother saw her son and ended up getting him out of there, and basically people are now talking about her. It was on The View. It was the mother saw her son and then went, get your butt out. It's like, do not go past go. Do stop this.
I think it's do not go past go, but also take the fucking hood off. You're not from here. You know,
call.
We all wear hoods.
It's like,
whatever.
But
that,
really,
that's called inspiring right there.
That's called a mother taking charge and not giving a shit what her kid thinks.
Right.
And going, no, you're wrong. You're very wrong. Guess where you're going? Home. Thank you.
Right, and you're going home, and you're gonna go and basically say, you know, get me out of this. That's what you're gonna do.
Right.
You know, I'm totally impressed with this person. Because not only do you have this kind of thing.
She right there gives people hope. In the community going to take control of your kids. Doesn't matter who they are.
Exactly. Take control of it.
Take control.
Please. Take control of your kids.
Because she would be something. She's someone that obviously people are talking about for the right reasons.
Yeah, exactly.
First, and now people are actually cleaning up after what happened, which is great. It's sad people have to go out and go and do the damage when
when I say protest, peaceful protest, not do senseless acts of violence. And now
right.
I believe Baltimore is set back about 10 years, 20 years with certain things in certain communities.
Right.
Which means, guess what?
What?
That's not going to be good. That's not good.
No, it's not. No, it's not. And if the senseless stuff doesn't stop, you're going to... There's going to be trouble.
Yeah.
There's something odd going on tomorrow.
Well, yeah, we're going to hope and pray for those people. But,
the Baltimore Orioles will be playing their game tomorrow.
Well,
schools are
yeah.
closed.
Wait. In an empty stadium.
Wow. I'm just going to go to the game then.
No fans are allowed to go to the game, but they will still play.
To an empty stadium.
To an empty stadium.
Right.
That means shit got real and real fast.
Well, shit got real and has blown. You know.
Surely people in Miami are used to an empty stadium.
Yeah. And any other losing team, but that's the other thing, you know, that that's the other thing. Of taking stock of what you have. That's really the moral of this episode. Take stock of what you have. Don't call yourself inspirational unless you are. And don't make others feel like shit. You know what I mean?
All right.
And don't. You know, there's a lot of people in this world
out there.
Love one each other.
Yeah. Exactly. Rather than taking it and blowing it up to a bigger proportion where everybody else doesn't have a say, you know?
Right.
Or it has a say, but it's on the lamest thing possible.
Right.
It's, ridiculous.
I know, and I think we have to go soon.
We do have to go.
Okay.
So, I guess you want to hear the credits, right? So,
guess we're going to get this weekend started.
And you want to get everything else started. Let's see. Because we want to be on a repeat on Thursday. However, tomorrow we'll have our last live episode for the week.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not the weekend yet.
What?
Not the weekend yet.
Yeah.
Only Tuesday.
Tomorrow's hump day.
So, I guess this is our hump day.
Yeah. This is our hump day.
Credits.
Yes, the credits.
You missed the credit.
Produced by AMC Press. Our sound wizard is
Johnny DeBell, our host this evening, are Red Hood and Allison. And I guess we will be back tomorrow. Same satire time, same satire place. And we want Baltimore to be safe. No more riots, please. We're praying for
your
people.
City.
Now, even if it's all the way from London or it's all the way from New York, it's all the way from PA or wherever you are in the world, be safe and keep the satire alive, keep it funny, just don't risk anything of your life. Have a great night, and we will talk to you soon.
Yes. Bye.
Good night. Bye.
Good night, everybody.